The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, but at some point, doesn't the Commander-in-Chief have to say something about the fact that we're taking hostile action against unidentified flying objects over America?
And by the way, I have real concerns about why the administration is not being more forthcoming with everything that it knows.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of, clearly, in step with Canada.
It's Canada.
Have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials?
Alien hunting! Alien hunting!
I haven't ruled out anything.
I am Lur, ruler of the planet Omicron Pussy I-8. I demand extra dipping sauce!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Housing prices that were going straight up through the roof for several years. Now they're still going straight up in some places, like the west coast of Florida, Piedmont, North Carolina, Farmington, New Mexico. I just saw a story in The Hill. But in New England, they're kind of some places up, some places down. There's a story in the Union Leader from last week. People bought nearly 40% fewer homes in New Hampshire in January than 2 years ago, the lowest one-month total in 12 years. Meanwhile, some areas are beginning to see lower prices than a year ago. Hillsborough County, that's Manchester and Nashua, recorded a median price of $405,000 last month, $35,000 cheaper than a year ago. There were 32% fewer homes sold there. So that's, I haven't seen any numbers for Massachusetts, but that's pretty close. That's right on the border. So we wanted to check in with Justin Manning to see what the real estate market was like right now in New England, where he does business. He's the head of J.J. Manning Auctioneers. And Justin, what is the what's the situation now in your neck of the woods in New England?
So, Howie, like minds think alike. I looked up Massachusetts, and the I think the New Hampshire stat that you brought up had to do with down 40%, the sales down 40% versus 2 years ago. I was able to find information in Massachusetts, and sales in Massachusetts, and you have to say the whole state because we have, you know, there's always those good pockets.
Right.
The whole state is down 32%. Over last year. So, like you
in
said,
sales, prices, not price. Oh, prices are down 32%?
Exactly. No. Sales. Sales are down 32%. This, I think they were calculating December 2022 versus December 2021, down 32%. And again, like you said, that might not make sense in certain hot locations, but we have to take the whole state into, you know, perspective and understand that when there's a shift in the market, the less desirable areas start to feel that pain before some of the more desirable areas. Okay.
So, is this a situation that the real estate market can pull out of by the spring market, or are we in the spring market now, pretty much?
Yeah. So, two things that I can mention to kind of clear up that question or ambiguity for someone is that foreclosures in December were up in Massachusetts 72% from a year ago, but that's not actual foreclosures, Howie. That's just the start of them, where they file the initial filings of, hey, we're going to foreclose on you. But what's stopping it all from becoming a crash is what we spoke about before, is there's so much darn equity in real estate that that equity in the properties is allowing it to not crash. So what we're all seeing is a slow, or what's becoming a stronger, drop in sales, in pricing in some areas. But again, we're still back to the prices have kind of held, so the equity in properties is what's stopping a crash. But the other thing that's happening, which kind of is a predecessor to what may be coming up, is you're seeing a lot of properties fall out of escrow. And what that means to people is it's under agreement, they make their deposit, and then the deal falls apart. Why? Financing, appraisal, some qualification or a contingency that blows it up. So that's causing a little bit of reverberations as well.
Is it mostly the interest rates going up? Is that that's killing these deals?
Big time. Because think about it. Before, picture a line of credit that was almost free money for somebody before that they could play with, because the interest on using that money for whatever it is, whatever investment they might be doing, it was free money. But now, if that line of credit, if the interest rate on that 6%, 7%, 8%, that's real interest money that's coming out of your pocket every month. So there's been a big pullback, and it's directly correlated to the interest rate and the fact that we are technically in a recession, and, you know, just people's view globally based upon the pricing of things. All of those tie into it.
So is this a good time for people to be looking, or a bad time overall? I know each individual case is different, but I mean, generally speaking.
I think right now, I think it's, we're in between tides, and I think it is a seller's market. But what we always say is that you want to sell now and have it stick now. You don't want to sell now and have the deal fall apart and then have to redo it in 3 months, 6 months, a year from now. So, you know, that certainty is so important from the selling side. As far as a buyer's concerned, I guess technically if you can weather the cost of the interest rate in hopes that you're going to be able to refinance in 3, 4, 5, 7 years down the road, and you know where you want to be, then you can make that jump. But you have to make sure you can afford it, because a lot of people today can't afford what they on paper could afford a year or two ago, for sure, based upon what they qualified for in their mortgage.
So you do auctions. So you're going to tell me, obviously, that this is a good time for auctions. But what is the advantage of auctions in this market as opposed to going with the traditional real estate agent?
Yeah, I think right now, Howie, the pool of buyers has shrunk. And when we conduct an auction, we always have a strong pool of buyers, whether it's a down market, an up market, and in between. And the major reason for that is in the auction, the terms dictate that the deals are cash. So what that means is it's not just the person reliant upon a mortgage to be able to, you know, make a move for your property. So we're dealing with investors. We're dealing with people that are not prisoners to the interest rate. So we're able to create what was created for people organically from COVID a year or two ago. We do that all the time on every property. That's the true benefit, that we're able to replicate that now. And more importantly, and the most important thing, is to be able to sell with no contingencies, so that you don't fall out of escrow, so that you don't get your hopes dashed. The deal is the deal. And that's a super important part to our sellers. That we have a client right now that's a Howie listener, that's got a house in Melrose on a nice corner lot, and they want to, they've decided their auction's March 22nd. This is when we're going to sell. This is when we're going to close. This is when we're going to move. And they want to be able to have that certainty and know that the deal's not going to blow up because of something, and then the market changes, and now they lost out on a good opportunity.
There was a story today that you know they're already starting to tinker with the 80% increase in the income tax. They want to supercharge it. The leftists in the legislature, which is most of them, want to supercharge it. I don't even know what that means, but you know, more and more people are going to realize how bad they're going to get hit by this graduated income tax. Is that driving people out, like the people in Melrose? Are they thinking about that?
Well, I tell you what, interesting you bring that up, because I just read something yesterday that was talking about Southern New Hampshire benefiting from Massachusetts millionaires tax.
Yeah.
And starting to see some heavy defection of, you know, big time earners that are moving across the border.
Yeah, New Hampshire Business Review. Yeah, is New Hampshire starting to cash in on the Massachusetts millionaires tax? Yeah, somebody's cashing in on it, but it's not going to be Massachusetts.
Right, right, exactly. So, and the other part too, and we mentioned this one other time, is that property taxes, the assessors are catching up like mad right now. So people are getting their new tax bills, and in some places,
yeah.
The tax bills are, you know, if you have a little lakefront shanty that all of a sudden was getting gentrified by second homes, wherever that is, your tax bill could double or triple when the assessors catch up, and that's causing issues in a squeeze effect as well.
So if people want to talk about auctioning off their houses and getting the hell out of this this third world banana republic commonwealth, where should they go to call you guys to talk about auctions?
Yeah, and I don't want to limit it, Howie, because we do a lot of commercial property, a lot of industrial property, and a lot of land. You know, you have an estate, someone passes away, and we're auctioning their home, their second home, their business, their industrial property, their land. We're, you know, one shop that can sell all real estate at auction. And if you have any type of real estate and want to move it quickly, contingency free for strong money, contact my man Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com.
And give us your 800 number again.
Sure. You can contact Charlie at 800-521-0111.
All right, Justin. Thank you. It's always an interesting time in the real estate world, isn't it?
It is. Ever-changing.
Ever-changing. Okay, we'll talk to you again. Thanks for checking in with us. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics amid exploding cases of respiratory infections. And not just here at home. This is impacting the entire globe. With storms, shortages, pandemics, and supply chain issues, we need to be prepared now more than ever. That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription for life-saving medications right to your door. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of 5 different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections, among others. Just go to jacemedical.com and take a few minutes to complete your physician encounter. It will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medications will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at jacemedical.com. JASEmedical.com. JASEmedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in the harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what was the worst part of the 57th NFL championship? The game, the officiating, the halftime, the commercials, or I didn't watch any of it?
The halftime.
47% say the halftime. 37% say they didn't watch any of it.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're talking about the millionaire's tax, so-called, which now all the leftists in the legislature want to supercharge. Did I predict this? Did everyone predict this who follows this, what happens in other states? Usually they wait a while for the first round of tax returns to announce that, holy bleep, all the millionaires have left the state or they're not millionaires anymore. They don't even wait for that in Massachusetts. The thing went into effect in January, and now it's February, and they want to, quote-unquote, supercharge it. And 978 says, don't think this isn't going to impact who our professional teams are able to sign. Hey, I mentioned that, too. The Chiefs didn't need him last night, but Tyreek Hill is a very, very good wide receiver, one of the best. And he was going to go to the Jets. And then somebody said, hey, Tyreek, have you checked out the income tax? And I think they get hit with New Jersey, but it's the same. New Jersey, New York, it's pretty much the same thing. It's around 10%. Said, you go to the Dolphins, your income tax rate is going to be 0%. And so they asked, somebody asked Tyreek when he was signed with the Dolphins, why just, you know, you were ticketed to the Jets. You'd gone and visited them. And he said, sometimes you gotta be a big guy or a big boy. He said something like that, you know, meaning he had to think about the tax implications. And damn right, it's going to be harder to sign people. 844-500-4242. Florida and Texas have a real advantage over most of the, or, and Tennessee too. The Titans have an advantage over, I don't think they have an income tax in Tennessee, or it's Nevada. Nevada, the Raiders could sign more people. As more people leave these benighted states like Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Michigan, they have to raise the tax rates higher and higher. And then that drives out more. It's a spiral. It's a downward spiral. And they can't seem to figure it out. And it was just a really bad year for the Massachusetts GOP to decide to commit suicide last year. They lost 52-48. On this graduated income tax question, which the voters had seen through five times in the last 60 years, but not this time because the Republican state party didn't put up a fight. They didn't bother. 844-500-4242. And by the way, go to our at Howie Carr Show on Twitter, and you can see the email that Amy Carnevale, the new state chairman, sent out today. The party under Jim Jones owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills that they ran up. And she didn't say this in the email, but most of the debts that they owe now, hundreds of thousands of dollars, are owed. They're supposedly owed for the Deal campaign. The Jeff Deal campaign. He ran away like a scared rabbit from debates during the primary season. He barely campaigned during the general election. He was always at least 30 points down in every poll. That's about what he lost by, 65-35. He was under 35% actually. And they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to prop up this political stiff Deal, when they could have been helping out Hodgson, the sheriff, Whalen running for sheriff in Barnstable, Higgins running for DA in Barnstable. These were Republican-held seats, and they lost them because they didn't spend the money. They lost Republican House seats by one vote, by seven votes, because they had no money. They were just pumping it into Jeff Deal's campaign. his campaign that was down by 30 bleeping points. And now now Amy Carnevale is stuck with paying all these bills, or at least disputing them. Hey, check out her email. Go to at Howie Carr Show on Twitter. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I just had Taylor send me over some of the sound cuts. There is total confusion, even by Brandon administration standards, about what is going on up there. And that's exactly the question the Wall Street Journal just put out an editorial. Or they put out, it's in the paper this morning. What's going on up there, Mr. President? What's going on up there, Mr. President? So I got all the cuts that he said.
I don't know.
But there's clear. But there's a lot more of it. The Schumer said yesterday, I guess on one of the chat shows, that the objects shot down Friday and Saturday were balloons. But now they're saying they're not balloons. On Saturday, the Pentagon told Montana Senator Steve Daines that it had detected a radar blip over the state in closed civilian airspace. But then NORAD said it was nothing. And General Van Herk said that he wasn't ruling out anything. And then General Kirby said they weren't ET, it wasn't aliens.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a flying saucer.
That's the one I saw.
It's made of pewter, made in Japan, and thrown across the lawn by one of my children.
The Wall Street Journal. Are we seeing these objects now because we are suddenly looking for them? Are they sent by foreign actors or someone else?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do they pose a threat? And we don't mean only to civilian air traffic. What the hell is going on up there, Mr. President? I think that's why.
I don't know, to be clear.
I think we know that you don't know, to be clear.
We come in peace. We come in peace.
They got to put him out there tomorrow, though. It's Valentine's Day, right? He has to say something inane and vapid. But on the other hand, they can't really put him out there to answer questions. Can they? I don't think so. 339, I live in Mass. Can I identify as a Florida resident to lower my taxes? That's a very good question. It depends. If your name is Kennedy, you can identify as a Florida resident, and you don't have to fill any of the papers that the rest of us have to fill in to prove that we're Florida residents. It's tough to identify. Rose Kennedy was allowed to identify as a Florida resident, even though she hadn't set foot in the Sunshine State the last 13 years of her life. 844-500-4242. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Thanks, Howie. Can I get the voice changer, please?
Yes, you can. The Witness Protection Program of the Howie Carr Show, it's known as the voice changer. Once we turn the voice changer on, as you see now, you can't recognize my voice. You can't recognize Mr. X's voice because it's the Witness Protection Program. Go ahead.
We had record tax collections last year with so much that the states had to give back money by law.
Yes.
And then we had this billionaire tax pass on the budget. Ballot question. I'm a school committee chairman on the South Shore. And we are laying off almost dozens of staff to make our budget. Where is this money going?
Well, you should know. I mean, you're on the school committee. Where is it going? Tell me.
It's not coming from the state to the school, which was promised. There is nothing coming in from that Chapter 70 money.
What about your property tax collections? You heard Justin Manning saying that they're reassessing property because of the increase in the post-COVID era.
Yeah, but in some of these towns, it's a spit in the bucket.
It's a wash. Yeah.
It's a wash, and with, especially with inflation, where things that cost $1,000 last year is $4,000 this year.
So, I mean, do people understand that? Is this a lot of towns, or is this your town leading the way?
I spoke to my colleagues, and there's a lot of. It's in the early stages of the budget, but there's a lot of layoffs coming in the public sector, especially for education.
And is this going to be staff, or is it going to be teachers as well, do you think? Or just not filling vacancies?
Absolutely.
Teachers? Really?
No. We're talking layoffs.
Good Lord. Let's see. I mean, this. You know what this means, Mr. X. They're going to say, well, I guess we thought we could wait a couple of years before moving the 80% increase down to people making less than $1 million. But these are dire times, and we're dealing with emergencies here. So we're going to need to now. If you make $100,000, you're officially a millionaire in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Figured it would take longer than this, but you know they supercharge. That's their word, supercharge. The 80% increase, the so-called millionaire's tax. Thanks for the call, Mr. X. Thanks for the bad news. Not unexpected, though, is it? Anything that can be screwed up in Massachusetts government, whether it's municipal or state, it's going to happen. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Cap. Two hits today was really funny. When it comes to proficiency and effectiveness, one was this morning on Fox News that the math rates, the academic achievement.
I know exactly where you're going, in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, and 0%. The other one was when it comes to proficiency and doing your job, there's nothing like the public sector, Howie. Corinne Jean-Pierre, she was stammering and stuttering, and obviously she won't be around too much longer. They're going to be changing the guard.
What do you mean, obviously? Pete, she checks three big boxes: black, lesbian, and immigrant. How are they going to get rid of her?
The other thing is, Howie, is I got to ask you one simple question, Howie Carr, and this is this, and here it is. How come, with what's gone on in this administration, when they were sworn in and took the oath, why aren't these people being impeached? Start the impeach process right now, Howie. You follow me?
Yeah, but, well, you know why? Because they don't have the votes in the Senate to impeach, and you know, they only got a 5-vote majority in the House, and you'd have people like Nancy Mace would be saying, oh, we can't impeach these wonderful people. That's why I think they just figure it's, you know, there's better ways to spend their limited time and resources. I'm glad they're doing these hearings on the FBI and the deep state and the Hunter Biden's laptop. I'd rather have them doing that than these pointless impeachments that aren't going anywhere. Thanks for the call, Pete. Well, I should read you this story. This in Baltimore. 23 Baltimore schools have zero students proficient in math per state test results. 23 schools have nobody who's up to their grade level in math. Giovanni Patterson, a Baltimore resident who made headlines in January of last year when he filed a lawsuit against Baltimore City Schools, said, "My immediate reaction is, take your kids out of these schools." The Maryland Department of Education recently released the state test results from 2022, last year. This is the Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program. It's like, I guess, like the MCAS. Baltimore City's math scores were the lowest in the state. Just 7% of third through eighth graders tested proficient in math, which means 93% of the students could not do math at grade level. In 23 Boston City schools, there were zero students who tested proficient in math. Not a single student. Not a single student. And the first chair of the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee, Kina K.J. McKenzie, she spoke out on it. She's black, by the way. Frustrating because we're not able to get to the root cause of what's happening because everyone the leadership here blames it on racism. We've had Democrat leadership here for decades. The people here in power look like me, and everything's blamed on racism. That's a good way to describe it. 8:40. The former district attorney there, Mosby, she's from Mattapan, I think, originally. What's her name? Marilyn Mosby. She knew how to do math. She took advantage of the COVID program and claimed she needed money because she'd been laid off and she needed to get her 401k or 403b contributions out early. You know, and somebody... You know, even the feds, and again, the people that were monitoring this program weren't really up to snuff. I think we can all agree on that at this point. But they're just going, hey, this woman claims she's been laid off. Isn't this the district attorney who wants to indict all the cops in Baltimore for the Freddie Gray, the drug dealer who killed himself by banging himself up against the paddy wagon? Yeah, she claims she's been laid off, and I think she filed a statement under pains and penalties of perjury. Well, guess what? She's not the district attorney anymore. But she knew how to do math. She needed some money, and she did it. 844-500-4242. With Joe Biden's rollout of a non-cash economy, the government may soon be spying on all private transactions of every American. We were talking about it today with Bank of America and the former FBI intelligence analyst. That's some scary stuff. The Democrats are committed to destroying our free society and our constitutional right to privacy. Gold will soon be the only form of anonymous wealth permitted by the deep state. Whether you have a BOA account or not, you're going to run into this problem. Which is why Americans are now racing to buy gold to protect their money from unconstitutional spying before it's too late. Learn how to reclaim your power over your hard-earned money through Monetary Gold's free guide, FedCoin, a privacy threat. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the threat of FedCoin and financial spying. Historically, gold has always been the ultimate inflation hedge and has served as an accepted form of currency across all cultures for more than 6,000 years. In this time of uncertainty, gold is here to stay. Through this guide, learn why wealthy Americans and smart investors choose gold. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Six 17 says we now have three different derailment situations, all carrying, quote, potentially hazardous material, unquote. Ohio, Texas, and South Carolina. This is about as normal as shooting aliens down from the sky and food processing plants mysteriously exploding. What the bleep is going on? Don't blame me. I voted for Trump. 844-500-4242. You ever hear of an MSNBC host called Crystal Ball? For that is indeed her name, Crystal Ball. Doesn't seem real to me, but there's a story in the New York Post. Ex-MSNBC host Crystal Ball says she had to get permission to criticize Hillary Clinton. That doesn't surprise me. Just I never heard of this woman's name. 844-500-4242. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jong.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call, buddy. Hey, I got something for you in the Baltimore Public Schools. A couple of years ago, they had a kid with a 0.04% GPA. That's right, you heard me right. 0.04% GPA, and he was the head of his class. Hey, didn't they get a bunch of stimulus money, like $500 million from Barack Obama back in the day? Where did the money go?
I don't know. I mean, Baltimore is just a real mess. Don't they have a murder rate that's like, you know, Iraq-like? When Iraq was having a war, you know? I mean, it's just a total mess. It's there's nothing left of Baltimore. I don't know the answer to the, I don't know the answer to how much money they got. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call. And I don't know if you've been following this story in New Hampshire about the urinals in the public schools in Milford. They want to separate school bathrooms and locker rooms by sex, not gender identity. What does that mean? Sex. That means what you're born with rather than what you say you are. The school board decided last Monday to prohibit students at Milford Middle School and Milford High School, this is New Hampshire, not Massachusetts, from using their school's urinals or shared spaces in locker rooms. Do you ever think you'd be reading stuff like this? They're not going to allow students to use the urinals because someone will feel bad? I read these stories and I really don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They denounced a proposal by the vice chairman, a guy named Nathaniel Miller. He's one of the people that's been pushing it at the legislative level in Concord for a state law to allow or even require schools to segregate multi-stall bathrooms and locker rooms by sex, not gender identity. Doesn't that seem the common sense thing to do? And if you have to have transgender bathrooms, just set up a third group of bathrooms. Isn't that the way to do it? But you don't ban urinals. That's gonna slow it down, isn't it? Slow down the natural process of, well, you know what. 844-500-4242. There's a couple of good quotes though in this Globe story that this is from this guy, Nathaniel Wheeler, the Milford vice chairman, who's testified in Concord. To have somebody of the opposite biological sex in a locker room is just inappropriate, and it involves the safety and modesty of the greater number. We have people identifying as one gender and harassing another. So at what point do we not protect the masses? This is the question from Loudoun County, Virginia, right? Where they let the guy come in, he was gender fluid, so he decided to go into the girls' room at two different middle schools, and he raped the young girls. He was wearing a dress, but he was a guy. And after the first rape, they didn't charge him. They just moved him to a different middle school, and he did it again. But this is okay, I guess. Betsy Harrington of Deering testified in Concord in favor of the bill to separate the sexes. Losing our private spaces to people who were born men defeats the process of the separation in the first place. Their need for a space does not negate ours. This is a good point she makes. I can accept that some discomfort is present for someone identifying outside their biology. But the ladies in the bathroom would be transferred that discomfort if we gave up our space to biological men. Someone is going to have to live with some discomfort. Should it be a handful of biological men or all women? She's, of course, going to be branded a transphobe for saying that. I'm with Betsy Harrington and Nathaniel Wheeler. I'm Howie Carr.